said for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me. Now the mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing this box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now what kind of guru are you anyway? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me. Don't waste your time. Troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram them up your snout. But I got a crystal ball, he said, and held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped a newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbo then and told him he would go to sleep. I robbed his rings and pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. Seemed to tell him his future, then as long as he was hanging around, I said the price of meat has just gone up and your lady has just gone down. Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me. Don't waste it, don't waste your time on me. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, oh. Wow.